Now, let's talk darts. Dorset's BDO world champion Scott Mitchell is in action this weekend at the Grand Slam of Darts events in Wolverhampton. It's a cross-code event featuring players from the PDC circuit as well. In fact, predominantly from the Professional Darts Corporation. Scott is in first round action tomorrow night, and he joins us live on BBC Radio Solent now. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm all good. Up in Wolverhampton and, sort of try to settle in and get myself motivated.
So paint the picture then. Are you in a hotel room or where are you at the moment?
Just a nice little hotel room.
Okay. All right. Don't give too
nothing
much
special.
Away.
No, nothing special. I won't say where in case I get fans at the
no,
door.
No, you don't want to get mobbed.
I thought being world champion, Scott, the hotels would be upgraded.
No, mate. We have to book these ones ourselves. So I'm still a farmer boy at heart.
Now, Scott, we spoke to you earlier in the week and you said that you would have liked to have been drawn in a group that featured Phil the Power Taylor, arguably the main man in the sport. Now, you didn't, but you're working with him in a forum shortly, aren't you?
Yes, yeah. Later on this evening, I'm working with him and Dave Chisnell in a forum for the PDC. So I'm looking forward to that. So, I would be telling him I wish I was in his group as well.
Have you actually played against him before in any form?
Yes, I have. I've played him twice and I lost to him 4-2 on both occasions. Oh. So, it would have been nice to sort of, now that I'm in my prime, have a good go at him while he's probably not playing his best.
What makes him so good, Scott?
Do you know what? I think there's just an awe about him. When I've played him in the past, you walk to the board and you think, oh my goodness, I'm playing Phil Taylor. Have I got a hope? He's just that good, you know. And I think if the mindset is not quite there when you start playing him, you know, you're in trouble. But that's the same with every player, really.
Yeah. Now, this competition is split into eight groups of four. You're on the hockey, as they say, tomorrow night against Peter Wright from Scotland. He's ranked number four on the PDC list. That's a tough one, isn't it?
I think the group is a tough one. I think I've got three of the guys that are in the top 16 and who are practicing 6 or 7 hours a day. And that's while I'm feeding me cows and cutting grass and things. So, you know, it's a tall order, but the bookies have got me to favourite to finish bottom of the group. So anything above that, you know, it will be a bonus for me. And it's probably the first time that I've been an underdog at anything in the last 10 months since Lakeside. So I'm looking forward to that.
How do you prepare for that mentally then?
It's very simple, really. You take no notice of what the other guys are doing. It really is all about what game you can get out there. So you concentrate on just playing against the board, really, and rather than playing against an opponent. So you go up there and try and put a game out there that he's got to beat you rather than you have to try and beat him.
Dave Chisnell and Mervyn King to come on Sunday and Tuesday, just sort of leading on from the one Kevin was asking you about a moment ago. Numbers 12 and 14 in the PDC rankings.
Yeah. I've beaten Dave before when he was on the BDO side.
Right.
Although he's improved a hell of a lot, and hopefully I have as well. So I'm looking forward to that, to play an old mate. And Mervyn, obviously I've watched him on TV, but he moved over to the PDC before I went onto the BDO circuit. So I don't know a lot about Mervyn. I know him very well, but I know that he's obviously, if you're in the top 16 of the PDC, you can throw a bit.
Scott, there's more PDC players than BDO, isn't there, in this tournament? Am I right in saying?
It is, yeah. It's a PDC-run event, so that's the reason for that. I mean, they've allowed eight BDO players to be sort of selected by the BDO and to qualify in whichever way. And I'm lucky that, being the world champion, I took one of those qualifying spots.
Yeah. So, OK, well, let's try and make some sort of comparison, because you're number one in the BDO. That would compare, obviously, like to say, Michael Van Gerwen, who's number one at PDC. I mean, without going into, you know, money, whatever, I don't know, maybe you can. But, you know, how would you two compare, say, then?
Well, I would say we're both number ones is probably where the comparison stops. To be fair, it's going to be very difficult to say where I would fit in the rankings of the PDC, because their ranking system runs over 2 years and ours only goes over one in the BDO. So you've got to be more consistent for 2 years than you have for one. You could have one good year and a bad year, and all of a sudden you go from number one in the BDO down to sort of number 30. Very quickly, whereas that doesn't happen over in the PDC. So it's very difficult to gauge where you are compared to the opposite ranking, really. But I'd like to think that I could make the top 32 in their side, you know, but you never can tell, because it is very different over there. The atmosphere and there's lots and lots of differences. Yes, it's darts, first and foremost, but there's lots and lots of differences. So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing those differences and seeing how I react to them, really.
Scott, how's life changed for you since you came to the nation's prominence back in January? Has it changed?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, financially, no, not really, because our good friend, the tax man, came along. But that's not the point. I think that I've just been more recognisable, particularly at home, you know, down south. If I walk in Asda, there's a little kid that will recognise you, or, you know, there'll be somebody that recognises you somewhere, every single workplace I go. If I go anywhere that my wife's not with me, before I get home, she knows where I've been because it's been on social media. I've just seen Scott Mitchell at so-and-so or wherever. So, yeah, it has changed a lot, the notoriety, but I'm really enjoying it. I really am enjoying it. It's not a bind in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. Now, Scott, back to tomorrow night. You said that you were going to try and wear a badge or shirt or emblem or whatever in this tournament to honour the Paul Pirates Speedway rider Darcy Ward, who, if people don't know already, tragically suffered a horrific spinal injury in the summer and who's in a wheelchair. Have you been given permission to do that?
I have, yes. I'll be wearing some sort of logo on the collar of my shirt. It won't be on the sleeve or whatever, where the BDO allow me to wear it. It'll be on the collar. So, yeah, and tomorrow night in Australia, actually, or maybe early hours of the morning tomorrow, there is a benefit meeting for Darcy actually going on at the same time, I think, while I'm playing. So that's nice as well that I'll be wearing the logo at the same time as a race meeting's happening for him in Australia.
Yeah, well, that's brilliant all round. Listen, Scott, have a good match tomorrow night against Peter Wright. Have a good forum with Phil Taylor later.
Yeah, we will. I hope to have a good match with Pete, and then perhaps we can get to speak again. You never know.
That's for sure. Well, we'll speak to you next week. I know we pester you sometimes, Scott, but listen, you're great with us, I know. And listen, yeah, good luck. Very good luck. We'll be following you.